WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning.
So stupid. We're sorry, everybody.
Anyway, 7:33, it's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go check them out, man. You need a quick bite to eat and lunch. They got slices hot and ready to go.
So hot.
So hot, so ready. Also, too, a lot of great new menu items. Not just pizza either. I know it's called pizzeria, but they got pizza, they got pasta, they got subs. Go check them out. It is unbelievable. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
It's unbelievable.
Da, 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 da. I can't remember how the song goes. I was making noise.
That wasn't it.
What's the worst purchase you've ever made? Big or small? That's what we want
to
know today.
I used to have a pretty cool Jeep. My dad, it was my second car. The first car I had was an old Ford Taurus, which I still wish I still had because that would be in the Hartford Speedway right now. But the Jeep was the second car. Nice Jeep. Cool Jeep. An older 1990 Jeep. And I thought I was going to AutoZone and buying one of those muffler tips was going to make it look that much cooler. Looking back, dude, if I could kick my own ass.
You're the worst.
Oh. And the worst part was it like the tip stuck out. You could see the end of it. So it wasn't even like, it didn't even look like it was like a modified, you know, exhaust system or anything. It was, I look back at that. I'm like,
you're a real piece.
No, you know what it was? Damn you, Fast and Furious.
You're a real piece of trash, you know? Mine is car related as well.
Yeah.
Worst purchase I ever made?
Probably like the cheetah print seat covers.
No, I never went that bad. I'm sure you've seen them in the as seen on TV aisle. They're out there. They used to have commercials for it. It's a little handle with a rectangle on the end of it, and you put a cover over this to clean the interior of your windows.
The inside of your window.
So, yeah.
Because it's weird. It's a weird angle. It's a weird hard angle. To do it with your hand.
You watch the commercials and the person's like, oh, God, they're struggling and everything. Yeah. Not with this. You can do it. Thing broke the first time I used it. I was so mad.
You brought this up yesterday when we were doing the promo for this.
Yeah.
I have the exact same one.
Yeah.
And the exact same thing happened. Yeah. It broke on the first time.
Worst purchase I ever made. Oh, my God.
How can you sell that?
Yeah.
You knowing that it's going to, they all break.
Call now and we'll throw another one in for free. Yeah. You need it because the first one's going to break.
Right.
Oh, you bastards. Yeah, I was so mad. Worst purchase I ever made.
Yeah.
Everything else I've been pretty decent on. Mm-hmm. That was by far the worst purchase.
I will say, though, the one end that you wash your window with or clean your window with, it being shorter is almost better. You get more leverage.
So I should have kept it.
So it kind of worked out.
Should have kept the broken piece of garbage that I had. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. We got some great answers we're going to get to. We want to hear from you. What's the worst purchase you ever made? More of your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day when we come back.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 747 Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the worst purchase you've ever made?
I bought a hacky sack a couple weeks ago, and I have no idea how to hacky sack.
God, you were just the
It basically
worst.
Goes up into the air and hits the ground.
Well, you should learn.
I'm trying.
We need a hacky sack on our smoke break.
Did you wear your corduroys? Did you bring your weed, man?
Always. Let's see. Joshua said I paid $4 for a used Kenny Loggins album.
Hey, that's not a waste of money.
Kenny Loggins
is...
Was it The Gambler? If it's not The Gambler, then it was a waste, because that's the only good...
Did Kenny Loggins do the... What was Kenny Loggins' song? Was it
You Got to Know When to Hold 'Em.
Did Kenny Loggins do the Hulk Hogan theme, or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know.
Are you a real man? No, that's
no,
not.
That's not
dangerous.
Kenny.
That's somebody that's Rick Dangerous.
Yeah.
What did Kenny Loggins do? Did he do Footloose?
Oh, I'm thinking of Kenny Rogers. Jesus. Yeah. Kenny Loggins did Footloose.
No, was it right?
Footloose? Yeah. Footloose and Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. One of our theme songs.
I was thinking of Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. $4 for Kenny Rogers, not a good price. $4 for Kenny Loggins, great price.
Yeah.
And he was with Loggins and Messina with Your Mama Don't Dance. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting all my Kennys mixed up.
Right. Don't get your Kennys mixed
up. No,
love
Kenny's the one that dies all the time, right? It's that guy.
Wait, Kenny G?
Plays
a saxophone.
I would pay way more than $4 for Kenny G. Dustin had a good one. Late night eBay razor buy. Great idea at 3 a.m. Not so much at 11 a.m. Looking at the $120 order for a 170-year-old razor. Ooh.
Wait, 170-year-old?
Yeah, razor? Year-old razor. So he bought an old razor for $120.
Yeah, not good. Don't drink an eBay.
Drink an Amazon, drink an eBay. That's dangerous, yeah, man. Yeah. Let's see. Bruce said, I bought an expensive Betamax VCR right about the time the whole world went to VHS. Oh, you know what, though, Bruce? A lot of people made that same mistake. A lot of people did.
It's funny seeing the prices on those things back in the day. $200 for a VHS. I'm like, damn.
For a Betamax, man.
Yeah, Betamax.
You know why VHS actually took over and Betamax didn't? Because VHS, the porn industry,
went to
VHS.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's what, and whatever the porn industry backed.
They had some pull, no pun intended.
You're sick. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the worst purchase you ever made? More of your terrible purchases.
Let's go hacky sack.
Yeah, let's go sack it. Hey, good morning. 7:57. Sam. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, ace. All right, you're on Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the worst purchase you ever made?
Nothing. Everything I buy is epic.
Cody said gas station food before work.
It depends on your situation, man.
I love gas station food.
You know?
I've never had a bad
that
meal.
That ham sandwich that's been sitting there for
delicious
2 months.
Gas station sushi. I'll eat it all day. Let's see. Jennifer said Buick LeSabre caught fire randomly one winter, 2 months after buying it. Ooh.
The Buick LeSabre. Was it maroon?
They're always maroon.
With the felt top?
They're always maroon. Let's see. Krista said an engagement set. Aw, that's sad.
A what?
An engagement set. You know engagement rings? I don't think it worked out.
No, it didn't.
I don't think it worked out. Let's see. Brian said engagement ring. The other Brian said engagement ring. Good God, people.
Yeah.
Sherry said marriage license. Lloyd said marriage license. All right, folks.
Ah, jeez. Divorce rate. What is the divorce rate right now?
Well, for WIRX listeners, it seems we're at 50%.
More like 75.
He said 75, I think we'd say. Yeah.
What's the old, people just get into marriage so lightly. What was the old Bill Burr bit? He's like, if a parachute opened half the time, nobody would skydive. It's making sense, though. Diving right into marriage, man.
To be fair, Kiki has not earned her next ring yet.
Yeah.
I've still got the cheap one, but she levels up.
What is this two-ring thing?
She levels up.
I don't know much about this two-ring thing. Isn't one good enough?
I don't know if people are still doing it. If they do the one and then now you get the wedding band, if that's still a thing. Kiki's just got one.
Just be happy with one, for the love of God.
Like I said, and then once she proves herself, I'll give her a bigger one.
I want my wedding band, but I also want a car. I want a house to go with it and a pair of knockers.
That's perfect. Knockers I'll always buy. The other stuff, I don't know. We got to figure that out. All right, we'll take a break. More when we come back. Stick around.